T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Josh Appel is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Josh Appel is the public address announcer for the Miami Marlins at Lone Depot Park. By the way, Marlins pregame coverage for your television broadcast starts at 3 p.m. today on Bally Sports Florida. Craig Minervini, Rod Allen, Kelly Sacco. It will have all the festivities, including an interview with the owner, Bruce Sherman. And they'll also show some of the parade through Little Havana to the ballpark. And then Paul Severino and Tommy Hutton will have the game call beginning at 4 p.m. But if you're at Marlins Park or Lone Depot Park this afternoon or anytime this weekend, or if you're just watching on TV and you hear the public address announcer saying, "Now batting," you know, Jazz Chisholm. Do you say Jazz Chisholm or Jazz Chisholm Jr., Appel?
I say his full name. He gets the junior on his name. And you left out, he gets the junior. You left out that on the pregame show on Bally, they will also take our opening day introductions. So you will hear us, me, introduce the entire staff, the entire reserve, the coaching staff, and the lineup.
This is a big day for you because you very rarely get to you know, announced everyone. So and it's on the television broadcast. So what time will that take place?
I think we start that around 3:45.
All right, so 3:45. So even if you're watching on TV, you will hear the booming voice of Josh Appel. Any of the names giving you any problems? You nervous about any of them?
I am not nervous at all. This is season 4. We are veterans. We know how it goes. We read the words. We say the words, and we get it done.
All right. You have any good emphasis on a certain name this year? Anything that you're working on?
I'm working on something for Solana's favorite player. You'll just have to tune in at 3:45 or 3 o'clock on Bally Sports Florida and continue watching.
Who's your favorite player, Solana?
My favorite
Sixto
player,
Sixto Sanchez. Uh-huh. Got to be Sixto Sanchez,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's cute. That's cute. That's cute.
So give us a vibe check, Appel. What you're at the ballpark now. Give us a little vibe check.
Ah, the vibe check. Vibes are high. It's opening day. Hard to have low vibes on opening day. You know, the Marlins made a change yesterday. They made a trade. They traded away John Birdie. He's been one of the longest tenured Marlins since 2019, so he's gone. But there's a lot of excitement around this team right now. Jesus Luzardo, as we talked about plenty, gets the start today, his first career opening day start. He walked into the stadium wearing a UM polo. He's a Parkland kid. He is Miami through and through. So he gets the start today in the home opener on opening day. You've got Jazz healthy. You've got Nick Gordon. You've got Tim Anderson, Jake Berger, Josh Bell. Like this, the vibes are high today. It's opening day. It's impossible for them not to be.
Is there a legit excitement level around the organization for the team this season? Because, we talk with Paul Severino this week on the show. I am impressed with the rotation. I was saying, even before Sandy and Yuri Perez are back, I think they have a good rotation. But it remains to be seen the hitting and, you know, filling in the gap from Jorge Soler being gone. But I do feel like there's some sort of excitement for this team.
Yeah, unfortunately, no more Soler flares for us this year. But I agree with you on the pitching staff. They're down Braxton Garrett. They're down Edward Cabrera. But I was reading something today in The Athletic, and it actually kind of registered with me a little bit. Resonated is the word I was looking for. I guess both worked there.
Registered work.
Yeah. The Marlins are down four of their projected five starting pitchers heading into opening day. And if you go across the league and you take four starters out of a rotation, you'd be hard-pressed to find one that still holds up as well as the Marlins does right now, with Luzardo, Puck, Rogers, and the rest of the guys in the rotation, Ryan Weathers and Max Meyer as well. So I'm optimistic about the staff. Mel Stottlemyre Jr. is back. He's one of, if not the best pitching coach in Major League Baseball. They tried really hard to keep him before last year with the managerial change. They were able to. They got results on the mound. And there's a lot of excitement always with this organization for the arms that they'll throw out there for sure.
What's the timeline for Yuri and Sandy and Braxton? Like, when are we expecting them?
So Sandy's out for the year, unless the Marlins. I would say there's like a pipe dream that if they make the playoffs, he can come back, because that would be about a year since Tommy John. But plan for Sandy not to pitch in 2024. Yuri threw the other day, so he's, you know, going to incrementally work his way back with that elbow inflammation. Braxton Garrett threw a simulated game in Jupiter today, so he's getting closer to coming back. And Edward Cabrera has also thrown a bit as well, so he's working his way back. So I would imagine at some point this month, if not early May, the latest, we should see at least Braxton Garrett back in the rotation.
And so Sixto comes out of the bullpen, right? And then Severino was saying to us that maybe by the end of the year he's in the rotation. But Sixto will pitch when?
I would say like Sixto right now is probably like a fifth, sixth, seventh inning guy if they need him. But he's someone who can go multiple innings if they have to. I wonder that if he pitches well the first part of the season, if the Marlins start using him in higher leverage spots later in the game. They have a few intriguing right-handers in the bullpen to pitch in high leverage situations, but I think the most intriguing potentially down the line is Sixto, just because of his stuff. If he can rear back and get it up to 98, 90, 97 like he was in spring training, that's a good recipe for success for him, because he's still got some great off-speed stuff. I wouldn't be surprised either to see him in the rotation at some point if they absolutely need to, but they're pretty deep when it comes to starting pitching. I think we may see eventually Sixto as a high leverage guy, as opposed to just somebody who comes in the middle innings.
Hey, Appel, what about Luis Arraez? I know he's coming in, I think, on a 10-game hitting streak to end spring training. Two consecutive batting titles. Like, what is there a ceiling for him? What do we expect from him? Can he be better than we've seen him? I mean, with the Marlins last year and the year before as well?
It's hard to top what he did last year, hovering around 400 for as long as he did. But if there was a picture of a baseball player currently in the dictionary next to the word consistent, it will be Luis Arraez. I mean, you just know what you're going to get from him every single time he gets up there. He's rarely going to strike out. He's going to put the ball in play. And a good number of the time, he's going to get a base hit, maybe multiple in a game. It's so nice that you can rely on Arraez at the top of the order. You know he's going to give you a professional at-bat. You know he's going to put the ball in play. If there's guys on base, guys in scoring position, he's the guy you want up there because of those factors. He is a lot of fun to watch for a guy who doesn't hit a lot of home runs, even though he hit, you know, pushed 10 last year. I'd imagine he might hover around that or maybe even hit more than he did a year ago. He is one of the most gifted hitters that I've ever watched. And that's, I know I'm only 29 years old, but hey, in my 29 years, one of the most gifted hitters I've seen.
Any thought to introducing him as Mr. Consistent, Luis Arraez?
Hmm. There's been zero thought given to that.
Huh. Oh. Now, can we? What time did you say you start this? About 3:45, a little over an hour?
3:45, yeah.
Is there any chance we could work that into the introductions? You remember Jeff Conine, of course, famously Mr. Marlin. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can dub Luis Arraez Mr. Consistent.
I'll run it up the flagpole. Okay. Or the foul pole. Run it up the foul pole.
That's fair. What is the go-to opening day? Now, you're at the ballpark. Is it going to be a sellout? Is it going to be close to a sellout today?
I think it'll be close to a sellout. I'm not. I've heard a couple of numbers. I don't know what they're actually expecting, but it should be a really nice crowd here today.
What's like a must? Do you have to get a hot dog on opening day? do you have to get a beer on opening day? Like, what is the must gets?
The must get for me when I go to a game as a fan, now granted it's been a long time, but the must for me was soft serve ice cream and a mini batting helmet.
Oh, that is a good call. That is
no sprinkles, though.
No sprinkles. Yeah, that's ridiculous. No, that is a good call. The ice cream, I've said this before, it tastes better in the mini helmet.
For sure.
Yeah.
And so, and if you want to have a pre-dessert, can never go wrong with a nice tub of popcorn.
But what about a hot dog, though, at a baseball
game? I'm
not a big especially,
hot dog guy.
Really?
I'm not a hot dog guy. Yeah,
even for
like
an afternoon game? Like, I kind of feel like a hot – so you don't eat hot dogs at all?
The only hot dog that I will eat is one that's on the grill and charred.
Right, super super cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like broiled.
I like the hot dog that way, too. You get a hot dog at the game, Solana?
Yeah, I'll throw down the occasional glizzy, for sure.
What do you put on the glizzy?
I'll throw a little ketchup on the glizzy, a little mustard on the glizzy as well.
Ketchup and mustard?
Ketchup and mustard, yeah.
What about kraut?
No. No sauerkraut, no.
Jimmy?
Nothing green on my hot dog, unfortunately.
Well, sauerkraut's not green. Are you thinking of pickle relish?
I might be, yeah.
What about sour cream?
Ah, cute. Hey. Very nice, Appel. Hey, how about you do the read for us for the cat talk, okay? All right, tough guy. Jimmy, you have a hot dog? You have a glizzy at the ball game?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. What do you put on the glizzy? Oh, you eat it plain, though, right?
It does. No. I don't eat it plain.
You did, though, right?
Once. I did it once at Costco.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
There's not the who are you, Leon Lett? The only time we caught you was the one time that you got the plain hot dog.
Why did I get caught? I said you
just
the picture.
Just be proud, Jimmy. If you like the hot dog plain, just say you like it plain.
No, I like it with ketchup.
Ketchup, interesting. Mm-hmm. Now you know, Josh, there is a promotion this year with the Marlins and Burger King. Are you aware of this?
Mm-hmm. Of course, I have a nice big read to do at the end of the game if the Marlins win.
So it says here that fans can get a free Whopper Jr. after every Marlins home win. That seems like – now, here's the only problem that I have with it, and I don't – obviously, I don't want to poke holes at your organization. You work for them. It's only Dade and Broward County. You know, some of us fans live in Palm Beach County.
So you'll have to drive to Broward.
That is correct. You are correct.
There you go.
Appel, I know Hawk has zero interest in uniform talk, but I happen to be very interested. I know the Marlins.
Appel's a problem solver, by the way. Mm-hmm. You noticed in that answer.
Yeah. Yeah. I know the Marlins tweaked their unis a little bit this year. They're going to be rocking those like baby blue jerseys, I believe, on weekday games and I think Sunday as well. If I'm a Marlins fan and I don't have a jersey yet, or I want to re-up on my collection, what's like the go-to jersey?
Oh, that's a good question.
That I got to buy, because I know everybody's going to say the City Connect one, right? The red one with the white stripes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fire for sure. But I feel like they've been using those for a couple years. What's like the go-to Marlins jersey that I have to get for this upcoming season?
So Monday through Thursdays, they're going to wear the regular white home jerseys. Friday, they're going to go with the new black alternate jerseys that have the white lettering and the white numbers. Previously, it was all black lettering on black jerseys. this looks a lot cleaner. You can read the numbers. You can read the names. So that's Friday night. They'll go black. Saturday, they'll go with the City Connects. And Sunday, they'll go with the alternate blues.
Oof.
I happen to love the blues,
yeah.
And I love the look of the black ones as well. So if I was going to get a new one, I would go with one of those two.
Will they stick with it? Because remember the Panthers did some blue jerseys one season, and then all of a sudden they were gone, right? Wasn't it just one season?
Are you talking about the jet blue alternate with the circle logo on the front?
Yes.
So years ago. Okay. Not the retro, reverse retro from the last couple of years.
No.
The previous. Yeah.
They were like a light blue.
It was like a navy and a light blue. I liked it. I wore a Stephen Weiss alternate jersey to those games back then.
Great call.
Right?
Love the Stephen Weiss era.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like Stephen Weiss. I don't really love the era so much.
Oh, my God. How could you not love that era? Stephen Weiss and David Booth.
Because they never made the playoffs.
I mean, just they did a playoff guarantee one year on billboards, and then they didn't make it.
I remember it was like 08. They were tied for the last playoff spot and didn't make it.
Yeah, they were certain that they had a clear path to the playoffs. And then tonight, by the way, because I'm here at the Amerant Bank Arena, tonight is 2010's night at the Amerant Bank Arena. All fans in attendance. When you leave, as it says here on the info sheet, Josh, upon egress, will receive a 2010's puck to complete the 30th anniversary series puck collection.
Keith, will you Yandel grab one for me?
I will. I'm holding it right now. Keith Yandel and Sean Thornton. Well, will you call Luis Arraez Mr. Consistent?
No.
I mean, I'll make a deal with you if you want. If not, this puck's going right in the garbage.
Whoa.
Keith Yandel and Sean Thornton.
Yeah,
are
Sean
begging
Thornton.
Sean Thornton.
Are banging the drum pregame. Ed Jovanovsky is participating in the ceremonial puck drop. He's going to join us, by the way, in the 5 o'clock hour. So you're saying if the Marlins win today, because I'm doing the show at Gulfstream Park tomorrow, and that happens to be in Dade County, you're saying if the Marlins win today, the moment I leave Palm Beach County and get into Broward County, anywhere from Broward to Dade, I can stop and get a Whopper Jr. at Burger King.
At participating Burger Kings in Dade and Broward.
And you've got to use the app, it seems like, right?
Yeah, so I believe it's the MLB app. They will have
the
it
MLB
like
app? Or the BK like, app?
It's the BK app, excuse me. It's the BK app.
Yeah.
And they will have it like geo-fenced or whatever the term is for the participating ones. You can go find the one closest to you.
Huh.
Wow. That's kind of cool, right? That seems pretty
easy.
But if I'm not going down to Gulfstream Park, you're saying that I'm still going to have to go somewhere south of Palm Beach County to get this.
Yeah. Isn't part of Boca and Broward?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I don't think you're right about that.
This is like yesterday when Solana asked me if ginger ale was a soda or a health drink.
You drink it when you have a tummy ache, Appel. It wasn't that bad of a question.
I go, where do you find ginger ale? Next to Coke Zero or next to Pepto-Bismol? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Now, I know that that ginger ale is popular for a tummy ache.
Yes.
I always go Sprite for a tummy ache.
Interesting. I don't like adults who call it a tummy ache, I have to be honest.
Why not?
Because it's a stomach ache when you're an adult.
It's
a tummy. If you're 4 years old, you have a tummy ache. Adults don't get tummy aches.
I didn't drink coffee this morning because I was a little nervous it would upset my tummy for opening day.
Give me a little, just for our purposes, give me a little Mr. Consistent Luis Arraez coming to the bat.
All right. Now batting the second baseman, Mr. Consistent, number two, Luis Arraez.
Just run it up the flagpole because I think that's got legs.
Well, if it has the legs of Solar Flare, it's going to fizzle out pretty quickly.
Mr. Consistent. What an awful nickname, even though it's a very—it's a good adjective, but it's just an awful nickname. Have a great call today. We're obviously excited. 4:10, first pitch. And you can watch the Marlins broadcast. Like I said, the pregame will start at 3 o'clock, so just 8 minutes from now on Bally Sports Florida. And around 3:45, you will hear Appel with the starting lineups. And then you get a 4:10 first pitch. Paul Severino and Tommy Hutton will be on the call. Have a great day at the ballpark, Appel. I'm jealous.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'm jealous that you get your 2010s puck tonight.
Ah, I got it right now. Very excited about this. All right. Have a great call, Appel.
Appreciate you, gentlemen. We'll talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.